Now, let's say Son House has a cousin who's from Memphis, Tennessee, and plays in what they called a jug band. Memphis had a tradition of jug bands. They use washboards for rhythm and pots and pans from the kitchen. They'd use a wash tub to play the bass. And they played the dance rhythms. They played this urban honky-tonks. And people from all over the South came to Memphis to do trading, to sell cotton, to sell tobacco. It was a major financial center. And the jug bands were definitely part of the scene there. This guy comes to Mississippi and thinks, well, Son House, he's good. He's got this funky song. It's a great song. The guy can't help but see how much it affects the people who are listening. And he decides that he's going to take this song back to Memphis and play it with his jug band because it's going to be popular up there too. But he's got to urbanize it a little bit so it's a little more up-tempo. At this time, we're talking about early 1930s, late 1920s, segregation was definitely the rule in the South. But Memphis had an interesting situation because it was such a happening financial scene, and because there was a street called Beale Street where lots of entertainers played, it was possible, not legal, but possible for white people and black people to congregate, and a lot of musical ideas got passed around at that time.